Well, hello guys, now Femons are delusional, forever. And being that they live in this little bubble world of their own, and not reality, it kind of makes them a bit vulnerable. And they tend to make the same mistakes over and over again. Now here's a Femon who's 68 years of age, and desperate. I mean, 68 years of age. She's obviously gone through her life in her little fantasy world of her own. But she has a nice boyfriend. Well, an online boyfriend. I mean, they haven't physically met yet, but he is a little bit younger than she is. Just a tad. He's 28 years of age and from Pakistan. And this dried-out older lady admits that she does send him money, but it's just because she cares. And they're so much in love. You know, they have video calls and everything. Then the plan, of course, is for this boyfriend to come over to the UK. Then hopefully they'll get married. But this older Femon says that if he comes over, they're going to stay in separate rooms until they are married. Because she's an old-fashioned old hag. Femon. And I bet this suits this young Indian guy down to the ground. No sex would be fine. Just give me the green card. But you see, even at 68 years of age, this Femon needs validation so much, needs attention so much. She pretends in her mind that this is love. And of course, everybody else sees exactly for what it is. This Pakistan man wants to come to England. He wants to be able to work in England. And the easiest way is to marry a person from the UK, even if they're nearly dead. In fact, even better, if they're nearly dead. I mean, this old Femon even went on a show to tell them all about it, and is expecting them to believe it also. Femons not only readily lie to other people, they also lie to themselves. Of course, men do date younger women too, much younger. But these men generally know why the Femon's there. It's because of money, sugar daddy. And he knows if the money runs out, so will she. And of course, although I have the looks, I don't think I could be a gigolo to an older Femon. Could you guys? Anyway, if they finally do actually meet and he comes over to the UK, I hope they're very happy for the very short time they're going to be together. Anyway, let me know your thoughts on this one, guys. You know, I could be wrong. It could be real love. Take it easy, people.